Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 109, Every Morning New. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Lamentations 3, verses 22 and 23. Let that settle for a moment. Because before you receive these words, you need to know where they come from. Jeremiah did not write this on a good day. He wrote it in the rubble. Jerusalem destroyed, the people carried into exile, everything wholly burned to the ground. There was no temple, there was no king, there was only grief and ash and the heavy silence of someone who has lost everything. And it is from that place, from the depths of real, unguarded suffering, that this declaration rises. Praise that climbs out of pain carries a weight that comfortable praise simply cannot. Jeremiah was not reciting a theological truth from a safe distance. He was holding on to something he knew was real, even when everything around him was screaming otherwise. And what he held on to was this: the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. Not because life was easy, not because things had worked out, but because God is faithful above every circumstance. His kindness does not rise and fall with your performance. It does not depend on your mood, your strength, or how well you are holding it together. It is part of who He is. He cannot stop being merciful any more than He can stop being God. And then comes this image, simple, daily, achingly beautiful. They are new every morning. Every dawn is a fresh delivery. Yesterday's mercy was not used up, but today's is already here, already waiting, already prepared before you opened your eyes. God does not ration kindness like someone running short. He renews it the way He renews the light of day itself, without effort, without shortage, without condition. And if you want the greatest proof of all this, don't look for it on your best day. The greatest proof of God's faithfulness is the cross of Christ. When Jesus gave everything, God made something unmistakably clear. There is no depth of human failure that exceeds the reach of His love. There is no fall of yours that exhausts this mercy. That is what lies beneath every single morning you wake up. That is the foundation. So this changes the posture with which you walk into the day. Morning is not the moment to earn God's approval. It is the moment to receive what He has already prepared. You are not a debtor waking up to owe another day. You are a son, a daughter, waking up in a world where mercy has already been renewed, already placed over you, already waiting. When you receive that before you move, everything that follows is shaped differently. And that is why today's call is simple and it is concrete. Before breakfast, before you pick up your phone, before anything else begins, say out loud one specific thing you are grateful to God for today. Not yesterday. Not in general. Today. Naming today's mercy, just one, is the first step toward living inside it. It is the act of someone who knows they are already on the right side of God's love. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.